Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hello, this is Apostle Diane Nutt, somewhere in the county of Rockfall in the state of Texas. I'm so glad that you have joined in this morning, or this afternoon, but whatever time it is, you're right on time. Praise God. Here, His sweet Holy Spirit is with us, and I am just trusting God today that this is going to be your day to be able to receive what the Lord has in store for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is so good. I just pumped up is the word, just you know what the Lord is doing right now. And it's not that He doesn't do in our midst, but it truly is a new day. There is a fresh anointing that is operating, fresh anointing that is falling, and God is drawing us by His sweet, 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 sweet spirit. And so I just want to, again, thank you for joining in today, and again, it's such an amazing blessing to me to be able to come to you every week and to share the Word of God to help you on the journey. And how many of you know that in this journey, in this life, there are just things sometimes that we think that we're not going to get through it. We wonder, we question God, are you there? Is absolutely that, and He is going to cause all things to work together for your good because you love Him and because you are called according to His purpose. Wow. God has a purpose. He has a purpose for your life. He has a purpose in everything that you go through. God has a purpose. And so we're walking through, and as we're walking through, we realize that there's a purpose in this. You know, there's a purpose. I'm not just walking in and through this alone. But God has a divine purpose in this. And I don't know if you've heard of the new song, the worship song, or it's new to many of you who are listening, but it's by Jesus Culture. And actually, and Walker sings on this one particular CD, and the song is called Pursue. And, you know, I just think about how we have got to keep pursuing Him, to keep pursuing our God, you know, no matter what.
No matter what we're going through,
no matter what we're faced with, we must keep pursuing His presence. You know, keep pursuing Him because He has already made the way. And once we really understand that and realize that, you know, He has made the way. And sometimes we just have to really, really put our heels in and trust him and believe that he is going to reveal that way, you know, as we're pursuing and you a little to your presence. And you know, that's really what we have to choose every day, is to pursue his presence and to just settle it in our hearts too. So alone, we can just feel, oh my goodness, you know, this up I'm going through right now. I'm in this place that I absolutely do not have the answer. I don't know what to do. I just can't. I can't even seem to really to find peace in the midst of this, because I feel like I'm all alone in this. Once again, you are not alone. You know what the Word of God says, that there's someone, and listen to this, this is powerful. There is someone somewhere in another part of the world, maybe in another part of the U.S. or wherever, you know, you are listening from, but there is someone else who's going through what you are going through. And you are never, ever alone. Praise God. So just settle that in your heart today, that you are never alone. Just go ahead and say it. Just say, I am never alone. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that's not the first thing to be with you. Hey, that is just a place of to assure you that you're not alone. So today, dig your heels in and spend well, hello. I don't know what happened. We are having, it is lightning and raining here. In fact, I don't know if it's exactly lightning right now, but hopefully the callers, you'll call back because I just went off the air. My phone dropped the call. And so just please call back in, and hopefully we will stay on the air. This problem will not happen again until the program's over. But praise God. So I just want to say hello to everyone. And again, I'm so honored and blessed that you have called in. Praise God. God is faithful. And I am just so excited about this season that we're living in, and just the power of God that is being manifested. And I want to encourage you that God is going to, and he wants to. He just, it's not only that he wants to, but he is going to pour out of his spirit. And that is, he is going to pour out of you. And he's going to pour out of me. And he's going to pour out upon those peoples. And so be encouraged today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just be encouraged that he is going to use you in this hour. And I just want to say hello to my new family out in Canton, Texas. I was out there Sunday night ministering, and I'm telling you, the fire of God fell so strongly. And, you know, God is faithful, and I'm so grateful for the fire of the Holy Ghost, because that Holy Ghost fire, it will burn up the wood and the hay and the stubble. But also, that holy fire of God, it will protect you. That wall of fire about you will cause you to be protected by the Lord. You know, I'm being quickened to several years ago, because, first of all, the Bible tells us that God baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and fire. And so, you know, a lot of times we just pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We just pray, you know, Holy Spirit, manifest in me. You know, I want the baptism, but I want to be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. But again, God wants you to be baptized with his fire. And it's very important to understand the purpose of the fire of God. And again, in 1 Peter, I believe it's 1 Peter, the Word of God talks about how God will, you know, he'll, every work that is not of him will be burnt up by the fire of the Holy Ghost. But he wants to baptize you with that fire. We need the fire of God in our lives, because the fire of God is, it's contagious. The fire of God is, it will cause you to, people will be drawn to you, but to God in you, because everybody wants to walk in that ardency, in that zeal, in the zeal of the Lord. And, you know, God said he doesn't want any lukewarmness. We're either going to be hot or cold. And so I want to be hot. And if I'm going to be hot, quote unquote, then I'm going to have to learn to walk in the fire with that baptism, with a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost fire every single day in my life. And praise God for the fire of God. So he's not only going to burn up the fire, I mean burn up the wood, the hay, and the stubble in our lives, but he also is going to cause us to, he's going to cause us to be protected by that fire. The Lord said that he would put a wall of fire around us. And I remember several years ago when I was really pressing in and stepping into that place of interceding and really standing in the gap for, you know, of course, for those who need it, those who the Lord had quickened me to. You know, a lot of times when we stand in the gap for someone when the spirit of intercession comes upon us and the Holy Spirit quickens us to, you know, to stand in that place and to, you know, walk as an intercessor, we don't really understand that, we don't totally understand who we're praying for. And sometimes we don't even know what we are praying for that person. And, you know, if we're praying in tongues, if we're, you know, praying in the spirit, but what we do know is that we are cooperating with the Holy Spirit and standing in the gap for that person. And so one time I was at a service, of course, and it was a big congregation, a big crowd of people, probably, well, I won't say, but there was just a lot of people there. Well, the minister, the guest speaker, he starts praying for people. He had called people down to the altar area that had been suicidal. And because that's part of my deliverance, the Lord delivered me from a spirit of suicide back in 1987. And I praise God every day and continually for my life and for delivering me out of that state of mind and being suicidal. I thank God for it. But when I'm around other people who are suicidal, my spirit, it just, you know, picks up on that or perceives that, however you want to say it. It's, you know, I just know that. Well, this minister had called people down who had tried to commit suicide or living with thoughts of suicide. And, of course, the compassion just starts welling up on the inside of me. And so I just start interceding. It's like it's something that I didn't plan to do, if I can say it like that. I did not plan to do it. It just started coming up out of me. And it wasn't obnoxiously, you know, interruptive. I wasn't, you know, praying real loud, interceding real loud. I was just praying in agreement, but with the guest speaker. And then all of a sudden, it's like the someone beside me, well, a seat over from me, it really disturbed them that I was praying in the spirit. But other people were praying in the spirit too. And so it was really kind of a strange thing. But this person got so aggravated and so upset by it that she ended up going and telling one of the ushers down in the front that I was praying in the spirit. And I thought, wow. And I knew that's what she did. I looked down at her and she was pointing at me. And, you know, the usher was looking, and all of a sudden, this wall of fire came around me. Now, I'm sharing this with you not to reveal. I mean, that lady has been forgiven, and that is the past. So this is not the point. Unfortunately, I'm using it, as I was quickened by the Holy Spirit, as an example of the wall of fire that God will send in that protection that he brings. And so what happened was that that wall of fire came about me, and I literally could not stop. It's like every person that he would pray for, I would intercede until the intercession lifted off of me for each person. And it just, the timing of it was just absolutely, totally the Holy Spirit. And when he would finish praying for each person, and sometimes that person would be, you know, slain in the spirit, the intercession would stop. But the Lord, he brought that wall of fire about me to bring that protection so that I would continue in praying and continue in releasing the power of God through in and through intercession. And so the wall of fire has come many times, and it has manifested in my life. And so we absolutely, totally need the baptism, a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit fire, Holy Ghost fire is what I call it, because he said, I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So I don't know about you, if maybe you're satisfied in your life with the zeal and the ardency that you are walking in, but I'm telling you, I need more of the Holy Spirit. I need more of that fire of God in my life, because I don't want to be, again, as I shared a little bit ago, I don't want to be lukewarm. Amen. I want to stay on fire. My cry is, Lord, don't let the fire go out in me. Because, you know, people don't want to be around deadbeat Christians. And I don't mean that condescending to anyone, but I've been around Christians that I just want to get away from them, because there's no life there. And, you know, of course, you pray for your brothers and sisters who are struggling, but the Word of God says that we are ministers of flaming fire. He's called us to be a minister of fire. And I remember years ago, back in, I think it was around 90, 91, I was ministering up in Chicago, and I had been ministering to the staff of a ministry. And I remember a prophet that was there had asked, you know, to prophesy, to speak over my life. And as they began to speak, part of the Lord came out, and part of the Lord was, you are like a burning bush, like a torch, like the torch that the Statue of Liberty held. You're a torch. You're a burning bush, a flaming fire wherever you go. And, you know, that is the Word of God. I've had people that even talked on the phone with, not even been in person with me, but they're all of a sudden they're telling me, it's getting hot in here. You know, I'm getting hot. Can you hang on a second? I need to take my sweater off. And I've had people driving down the highway, and, you know, they're telling me, can you hang on a second? I need to take my jacket off because I'm getting hot. But it's that fire of God that is going forth, because, again, we need the baptism of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Recently, I was ministering somewhere where the religious spirit was very, very prevalent. And, you know, this doesn't have anything to do with people. I'm not talking about people. There was an oppressive religious spirit. And, you know, that we have to daily take authority over that spirit of religion. Because the spirit of religion keeps people from being able to have a relationship with God. A religious spirit, a person that has been oppressed by that spirit, often can find themselves having hardness in their heart and not being able to have that compassion. That's why we need the fire of the Holy Ghost, is to burn up the work of the flesh, to burn up what the enemy would, you know, throw at us, and what he would try to use to keep us from being able to flow in purity with the pure motives, with the pure heart, with the pure spirit. And so this oppressive religious spirit was just so strong And I said, oh, Lord, you know, your people are bound by that. And remember, religion keeps you from having a deep, intimate relationship with God, period. And so the fire of God hit me. I mean, the fire of God came on me while I was ministering the whole time. And at some point, it would just be like a gush of fire. I can't explain it. It would just be so strong, it was almost uncomfortable. And it was, you know, pretty cold. I mean, it wasn't hot, so it didn't have anything to do with the climate, except for the climate of in the spirit realm. And then I noticed when I began to pray for people, is that the fire of God was them, and they knew, they were aware of the fire of God. And I just believe that the fire of God was released. The fire of God was protecting me, but also the fire of God was burning up, you know, that wood and that religious spirit. It was burning up those things in those precious people's lives that was not of God, and setting them free from that spirit of religion. And so, you know, God wants us to walk with that Holy Ghost fire. And so I'm just going to pray right now. And I'm going to pray for those of you who call in, you know, later on in the program. And then if you call in before then, I know several of you are on your lunch hour, your lunch break, and some of you have to get back. And I'll be led by the Spirit to, you know, to answer your questions or to pray with you. But I'm just going to pray right now a corporate that is listening right now, because I want you to be on fire for God. I want you to be hot and not cold and not lukewarm, but hot, just on fire. Be that blazing minister, you know, for the Lord. And so let me just pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every precious son and daughter that is listening right now. Lord God, I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to release a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit fire in each and every person. Father, let them be that flaming minister. Let them be that one whose heart is on fire for you, where passion is just moving them, where passion is flowing out of them because of the fire, because of that ardency, that zeal, Lord God, the zeal of the Lord in their lives. And Father God, I thank you that if you are using them, Lord God, as they're yielded to you and you are using them wherever they're at, whether it's in a ministry setting, in a congregation setting, or if it's at their Bible study in the workplace, Lord God, or a Bible study in their home, or wherever you send them, Lord God, I pray that wall of fire about them, Lord God, that they would be protected, Lord God, and that they would say, give it to you, Lord God, not being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also not being seduced by any lying spirit that the enemy would try to send to hold them back or to restrain them from the purpose of God, from the righteous cause, Lord God, in their lives. So, Father God, I thank you right now for fresh fire. Ooh, hallelujah. Fresh fire. A fresh baptism of Holy Ghost fire today on February the 20th. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or whenever they're listening to this program, Lord God, I thank you that your word is alive. So whenever they're listening to the program, Lord God, your word is going forth. a fresh baptism of Holy Ghost fire is being released in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I give you all the glory and honor and praise for it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, before I do get started back sharing with you the Word of God, I am going to go ahead and take a caller. Let's see if we can get him on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Well, having
Hello?
A little bit of difficulty. Hello. Oh, are you on the air? Area code 918?
Yes, ma'am.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Cheryl.
Cheryl, and where are you calling from, if you don't mind?
Oklahoma.
I thought so. Oklahoma. The state of Oklahoma. Well, how are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Praise God. What can I pray with you or be in agreement with you about? Or
I just want to know if you would pray and just share with me anything the Holy Spirit has to share this morning.
Okay. Father God, I thank you right now for Cheryl. Lord God, I thank you for her heart towards you, Lord God. Father, I just thank you that you are her protector, that you are her mighty fortress. You are her strong tower, her pavilion, her oasis of love that she runs to. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for this place that you have opened up to her in the realm of the spirit, Lord God, but also in the natural. Lord God, I thank you for bringing her into a place of rest. Lord God, I just thank you that you're causing her to let everything go. You're helping her to let things go so that she can lie down in the green pastures. Hallelujah. Because you are her shepherd and she shall not want. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you're feeding her. Lord God, I thank you for your promises to her that are yes and amen. And Cheryl, I see the Lord just bringing you to such a place of rest and peace in him. And as I was being led by the Holy Spirit and praying and causing you to lie down in the green pastures. And you know, sometimes when you lie down in the green pastures, you know, that's from Psalms 23. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. It's like sometimes you're laying there resting, but sometimes, you know, there's still a place of eating in that place of resting. And I see the Lord just really helping you in letting go of some things. He's bringing a place of clarity to you, a place of understanding, in you know, especially in a situation where there hasn't been a peace, where you've questioned, you know, you've been wondering, and he's just bringing you into that place of rest, just resting in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's your bridegroom. And I see him wooing you as the bride. And he wants to open up your eyes to see that you are beautiful, that he has created you as a beautiful jewel in his kingdom. And I just want to encourage you in this season that he is calling you to lie down in the green pastures and beside still waters, to just to listen to him. He's going to help you to be able to hear his voice clearer. There's been clutter. There's been clutter there because of course circumstances and situations. But he's going to help you and bring a greater place of clarity in knowing his leading and his voice. You know, that he is, you've given him that place of control. And so he's going to lead you and guide you and show you and reveal to you that that you do hear him, and you hear him more than what you've realized, but you question it. You know, is this you, Lord? You know, is you prompting me? Is this you leading me? And so this is going to be a clarity and a peace and a place of rest. But you're going to rise up. You know, you're going to rise up in this place to be a mighty woman of God that he has ordained that you be. And he just wants you to know that you're precious again. You're a jewel in the kingdom of God. And jewels are... You know, when you see real jewels, you know the costume from the real.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but he says that he's, because of the realness that he is bringing you through and accepting you and accepting who he has created you to be and who you are, he's going to give you a glimpse and allow you to just the radiance and the beauty of who he is in you, but who he has created you to be. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God.
You're precious. You are precious to him, and he's got just a whole nother chapter of your life that is beginning from today, and it's by no accident. You know, today's the 20th, and numbers mean a lot to prophets. They, you know, God speaks a lot about numbers and the meaning of numbers, but the number 20 represents redemption. Hallelujah. And so the Lord is redeeming something in your life. He's manifesting to you and is going to show you a side of his redemptive love that that you're going to be able to grow into, to accept and to receive, and then to be able to manifest that to others. So praise the Lord.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, you're so welcome, sweetheart. And keep listening every week to the program. And just like today at the beginning of the program, there was a technical difficulty with me getting on, and then I lost and dropped all the calls, but God is faithful. I'm glad you got in and you're listening, and just let the Holy Spirit keep ministering to you. And call in again as well, and let me hear the praise report and just know how much you are loved and valued.
Okay, I will.
Okay, sweetheart, I will talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, okay, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh, bye-bye. Praise God. How precious. God is so sweet. Okay. Let's see if we can get a caller. Area code 504. You're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And who's calling in, please? What's your name?
My name is Travis.
Travis, and
yes,
where are you calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what can I be in agreement with you today about?
I want to, you know, keep going deeper in the Lord, but, you know, it just seems like my walk with God has been, like, up and down, you know, battling with things that I know I should, you know, be totally free from. And but just, I pretty much just want you to pray in the spirit with me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever God leads you to pray for at the same time, but I just want to, you know, continue to go further and eliminate things totally out of my life.
And I will be honored and even glad to pray with you, you know, about these things, you know, for just a total freedom and liberty, you know, in these things that you that you know that you are dealing with. And I believe that a lot of times when people call in and like yourself, it's really a blessing, because I know, and just like what I shared earlier, there's always someone else in another part of the world that's going through the same thing, you know, that feels the same way. And so, you know, I want to encourage you that, you know, the Word of God says that we are overcomers, that we are more than conquerors, because Jesus already conquered for us, Travis. And because he conquered for us, it makes us more than a conqueror. And so if my husband, I'm going to use this as an example, if my husband, if he entered a sweepstakes, which, you know, a lot of us do that, anyway, but just say he entered a sweepstakes and he won $1 million. Well, he overcame the obstacles and anything, you know, the percentage. He overcame the odds that were against him, because, you know, there were so many people that entered the sweepstakes, so he overcame. But if he turned around and gave me that $1 million, then that would make me more than a conqueror, because I didn't have to do anything to get it. All I had to do is receive it from him when he offered it to me. Do you follow me, Travis, what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And so Jesus paid the price for you and for all of us, but for you to be able to be more than a conqueror. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He went into hell and took the keys, you know, from Satan. And so he conquered. So he paid the price on the cross for you, so that you could receive the deliverance and the freedom from anything that you would ever struggle from. So that makes you more than a conqueror, because, Travis, you don't have to pay the price for what he has already paid the price for. And a lot of times we're taught in the Christian community that we have to pay the price. And that's actually something that I'm going to talk about today. So I don't believe it's any accident that you called. I believe it was just ordained of God. And so, you know, he paid, and I'm going to talk about that later, but I'm going to keep ministering to you right now. But he paid that price. And so all you have to do is to receive it, from him. And so when we receive from him what he has done, there's not, you know, something just doesn't magically happen. You know, it's just not, but as we receive it, then it's because we've believed that. And so then what happens is that we give our hearts, you know, to him, and we let the Holy Spirit work in us so that we can work out our salvation. And so the Holy Spirit is wooing you, and he's drawing you, and he's calling you into the deep places, because, you know, the first thing he said is that, you know, you want to have a deeper walk with the Lord. And so he is going to give you the desire of your heart in having that deeper walk, you know, with him. And the Lord has given me a scripture to share with you that says that there are places where we can feel forsaken at times, but we're not. He said he would never forsake you, Travis, he would never leave you. And so the Holy Spirit is going to be poured upon you today, and the place of the wilderness that you've been in is going to become a fruitful field. And that's in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. And then he says that the justice will dwell in the wilderness and the righteous will abide in the fruitful field. And the effect of the righteousness will be peace, which will be internal and external. And the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust forever. And so I believe this word of the Lord, that there's a place of righteousness that you're going to begin to walk in, and there's a peace that's going to come, and the result of that righteousness is going to bring a quietness, but a confident trust in you, and you're going to dwell in a peaceful habitation. And
wow.
Isn't that good news?
That's great, because, I mean, it's been a while, because I've been battling with trusting God, you know, in all areas of my life, you know what I'm saying, battling with trust issues in the natural, but that carry over to the spiritual. So it's crazy.
Wow. That's God. I know. He's just like, back. If you lived back in my day, you would say, God is so far out. I mean, he just goes, you know, beyond. And so, but this is his word. And in fact, you know, you can read chapter 32 later on. Just read chapter 32 in Isaiah. But
chapter 32 or chapter 15?
Chapter 32. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, chapter 32. And so it's, in verse 15, 16, 17, and 18. But there is, it's, you know, it's just internal. And so, you know, even though in the New Testament the Bible says that our outward man is perishing daily, but our inward man is becoming stronger and growing. And so the Lord also says that you're going to have a song as in the night, and a gladness of heart, like one who is marching on in a procession, going up to the mountain of the Lord and to the rock of Israel. So there's a song that he's going to give you. And so you just sing that song of deliverance, because that's what it is. It's a song of deliverance that's going to cause that gladness, you know, to be there. And it's, you know, the Lord's going to cause you to step up, to come up higher, you know, up the mountain. And when we go up higher on the mountain, there is definitely, you just take off more. You know, you can't, because the air gets thinner the higher you go. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to help you to take off, you know, the weights and the burdens and the anointings. God actually destroys, you know, the yokes of bondage. And so you're going to go up higher. And in that place of going up higher, remember Moses, he would go up in the Old Testament. Moses would go up to the mountaintop to, you know, to minister to the Lord, and the Lord would minister to him. And there was a place of intimacy that he found, even though it was hard to go up to the mountaintop, just because of the air, and, you know, you can't really wear much. You know, the higher you go, the more you have to take off. But that's where you're headed, and that's where he's taking you. And so that internal peace, you know, that sign of righteousness is going to be seen on the outward as well. Just like when Moses came down, he had to keep a veil over his face because the countenance of his face had changed in the presence of God. And so that's what's going to happen to you. That's what the Holy Spirit's quickening me and telling me to tell you. And so, praise God. So, Father, I just come into agreement right now with your word. Lord God, thank you for Travis, and Lord God, thank you for his life and for what you are doing in him, Lord God, and you're causing the effect of righteousness to show that peace, to manifest that peace internally and externally. And Lord God, he'll find that place of quietness with you. And Lord God, he will also just find that that place of trust in you. Lord God, he so desires to trust you. And so, Father, for that trust to continue to deepen and to increase for everything, every area in his life. And so, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that your words are true and that what you have spoken today, that it will be accomplished in his life, because it will not return back to you void. But, Father God, it will do the very thing that you have purposed for it to do in his life today. And so, Father, I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord God, for your righteousness, for your comfort, for your sweet Holy Spirit. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that peace, that, Father, he's just going to live in it. He's going to breathe that peace. And, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are for Travis, that you are with him, and that you will never leave him, and you will never forsake him, and that your love for him is never ending, everlasting. It's not dependent upon what he hasn't done or what he has done. But, Father, your love is permanent in his life. And, Father, I thank you for revealing yourself to Travis as him as your son and you as his father, who loves him so dearly, so deeply, and who will keep him and preserve him all the days of his life. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Wow. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the love of God. Do you, Travis?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
The peace. He's got such great things for you. And so you just keep on fighting the good fight of faith. And remember that as you stay obedient, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. There's no guilt. So when condemnation or guilt tries to come, when you know that you are stepping out in obedience and doing what you know to do, you know, and just rest in that. And when any condemnation or guilt comes that, you know, you're not doing right, you're not good enough, and God's not going to do this, and blah, 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 and blah, 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 you just cast down those vain imaginations. That's what the Word of God says, to cast down those vain imaginations and those strongholds that try to rise up and they try to dictate to you. You just cast them down when they exalt themselves against the will of God. And then bring into captivity. You bring it into captivity, because that's what Ephesians tells us. We each have to do this. Bring into captivity the very thought of the obedience of Christ. And so, you know, that's his word. And you bring it into captivity. And you just say, this is what I'm going to dwell on. And this is what I'm going to think on. Not any of this negative stuff. And one step past that and beyond that, and I'm going to stop so I can get to the other callers today. And because, let's see here, let me see. Okay, we've got about 35 minutes. We're doing good. But, you know, ask the Lord to help you to get away from toxic relationships, from people who are negative, you know, and people who don't have the goal that, you know, the goal that you have, and that is in pursuing Him and being all that you were created to be and having that relationship. And you can love people from a distance. That's what I say. You know, you love people with the love of the Lord, but from a distance. But you can't allow negativity, you know, to come into your temple and for the enemy to use that. So praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad you called in, Travis. I pray that you are just ministered to and that you are blessed by the presence of the Lord and what has been said and spoken over your life.
Yes, ma'am.
And oh, praise God. Praise God. And so I'll be looking forward to hearing some praise reports from you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Travis, thanks for calling in today.
All right. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Praise God. God is so good. Okay, here we are. The next caller. Okay, now there's two area codes of 919, but this area code, or the next three numbers are, or I'll just say the next two numbers is 43. So you are on the air, 919 and then 43. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello? 919-43, you're on the air. Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Praise God.
This is Sheila calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
And, I'm sorry, you're
Sister Sheila calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Sheila. Okay, from South Carolina. Praise God. And how are you today?
I'm doing
from
fine.
North Carolina.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Praise yes, God. I'm doing fine. Yes. I'm calling in for prayer.
Okay. Is there anything in particular that you want me to be in agreement with you about?
I want God to heal me from high blood pressure. And if there's anything else that I'm not aware of that's wrong with me, I want God to heal me from that too.
From high blood pressure. Okay. Well, praise God, because the healer is present and there is healing for you. Today, in Jesus' name. Well, and if everyone that is listening, you can just pray and be in agreement with me right now. And Father God, I just lift up your daughter, Sheila, to you right now, Lord God. And Father God, I just thank you that your promises, that they are yes and they are amen in her life, Lord God. And so, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for just touching her life, Lord God. And, Father God, I just thank you that you have given us authority over the works of the enemy. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that high blood pressure.
Yes.
And I call those numbers to come back to exactly what they need to be. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
they have to come back to what they are supposed to be. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I'm hearing, I mean, I know there's a perfect, you know, number for your blood pressure
yes.
to be, but I'm hearing 120 over 80. Hallelujah. 120 over 80. And so I just speak that in the name of Jesus.
Glory.
And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for your Holy
yes.
Spirit that is manifesting that healing power right now in your
yes.
daughter's body, bringing
Hallelujah.
Everything into alignment in
Hallelujah.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Glory
yes,
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I speak to your LDL and HDL levels right now, the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol right now in the name of Jesus. And I call it into perfect alignment.
Hallelujah.
I call it into a perfect alignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you that your daughter's cholesterol is coming into alignment, that it's going to be exactly what it needs to be. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And even your blood sugar, your blood sugar level, God's adjusting that blood sugar level right now by the power of his Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you that her blood sugar level is coming into alignment. Hallelujah. And it'll come down and it'll be right at 80, right at that perfect level that it is supposed to be. And Father God, I thank you that you're giving your daughter wisdom. Father God, you're showing her the foods that she needs to eat and the foods that she doesn't need to eat.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Father God, even just the form of exercise that your daughter needs to do every day in her life for her, Lord God, where she's at. Lord God, just bring that peace, Lord God, in her heart, that you're working all things together for her good, Father God.
Yes.
And Lord God, I thank you that she will be healthy, that she will walk in divine health in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. And so I just hear the Lord saying he's going to take you on a whole new journey with your health, and that what you have seen even in your family, that the bloodline has been drawn, and that you will not suffer those things, but that you're going to set a pattern, a new pattern, and you're going to set a standard, a new standard, and for your family, and even for others, but it's the Lord doing something amazing in your family, and there's just a peace that he is bringing. There's a resolve that he's bringing to issues that have been in your family. There's, I see, like a total, like an overhaul, if you will, in your family that the Lord is bringing. And he's heard the cry of your heart, Sheila. He's heard he's seen the tears that you have cried, the things that you have declared and decreed. And as you keep, seeking him, it's what you have, and you keep turning your heart towards the Lord. And that work that he's doing in you is going to cause the seed to go forth, on behalf of your family for the will of God to be done in your family. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Thank you.
God.
Lord God.
Praise
yes.
God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And so, Father, we just thank you today, and we celebrate this new day. We celebrate this place of breakthrough into your health, but Father God, in our family, Lord God, thank you that you're bringing order, that you're setting everything in place so that the glory of God might be revealed in a great and mighty way that's going to change people, it's going to change other families, and it's going to change even nations. And Father God, I just thank you for that.
Thank you.
In your Son's most precious holy name, I pray these things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Praise
God. Glory to
God. Thank
you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
He's a mighty God, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. God. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling in and for listening. And I always tell everybody, as you probably noticed, call back with the praise report, because I know others that are listening are being in agreement too.
Glory.
And so you're just precious, and I love you, and you're just a doll. So please call and let us know and hear the praise report and keep listening to the program. You never know, just that one word that will just cause everything to change in your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, Sheila. I'm going to go to the next caller now. We've got several more callers. And so be blessed, my dear.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, praise the Lord. Wow. There's several of you today. And so thank you for just holding on and hanging on and just going right down the line. Now, I have another caller that we're going to get on the air here. It is another 919 area code, and the first two numbers are a 94 on the number. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Apostle Matt. How are you?
Hi there. I am blessed, and who am I speaking with today?
This is Shaquilla.
Shaquilla, how are you?
I'm blessed.
Great.
Well.
Oh, right. You can't complain?
No, ma'am, not at all. God's been great.
Praise God. And I know you're calling from North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Praise God. It's been a while. Well, what can I answer for you today? Or
I was calling in today for prayer, just general prayer.
General prayer, okay, nothing specific. I always have, you know, ask people, because he says to, you have not because you ask not, and so be, you know, be specific. If there's any one thing that, you know, that we can touch and agree on.
Yes, ma'am. I just want God to, like, change my perspective of some things and just change my heart on some things and him to just have his way in my life.
Okay. See, this helps right here so that I can just minister to you for a moment, and maybe it's going to help someone else. And, you know, I'm quickened to, let me get here in the Word of God. Let me get here and find it first here in the book of Kings. Here we go. Ooh, and this is going to help. This is going to help somebody right here a whole bunch. And so, Shaquilla, you know, when we, our perception needs to be changed, well, let me just go here into the book of 2 Kings in chapter 4. And I'm going to try to make this real quick because I still have a couple of callers and we've only got about 20 minutes left on the program today. But I'm sure you're familiar with the story of Elisha when he went to Shunem, and where there was the very rich and influential woman who lived there, and she insisted on his eating a meal. And it says that afterwards, whenever he passed by, he stopped there for a meal. And so are you familiar with that story, the Shunammite woman who welcomed Elisha?
I'm not.
Okay. Okay, so this is your little homework assignment, okay? I'm going to give you a homework assignment in 2 Kings chapter 4. And so because I want to help you, our perception doesn't change just because someone prays for us. But it, when someone prays for us and that anointing goes forth, it will destroy the yoke of bondage, and it will help you to be able to perceive and to be able to change, you know, your perception on some things and to have, you know, that perception of that God wants you to have. And so the Word of God is life and spirit to us. And so we must, you know, continually, every time I get in the pulpit, I encourage people, our people here that, you know, where my husband and I pastor, but anywhere I go. The word is your life and spirit. Now, this woman, she was a Shunammite woman, but the first thing to understand is that when Elisha the prophet went to Shunem, Shunem represents an uneven place. And so there are times in our lives when we find ourselves in an uneven place. Amen. And, of course, our perception needs to change. So it says that when she said to her husband in verse 9, it says, "Behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God who passes by continually." So this whole message about this woman and the prophet and what happened is a message about changing your perception. Hallelujah. See, I'm getting fired up. I can't preach until tonight. But praise God. And so anyway, the story goes on to say that, you know, that they made, she asked her husband, "Can we, you know, let us make a small chamber for him. Let us make a room for him up on the housetop where there was a bed and a chair and a table and a lamp. And so that whenever he comes to us, he can go up the outside stairs and rest there." And so, but what I want you to understand about this Shunammite woman is that he had passed by several times, and then that day came when her perception changed and she saw and recognized that he was a holy man of God. And so that's what I want you to understand. But just read the whole chapter, 2 Kings chapter 4, because there's a couple of stories in this chapter that will really help you, Shaquilla, to be able to, to help you in your perception change. So what we do is we ask God to increase our capacity. And so So what we'll do, and I'll pray for you and ask the Lord to increase your capacity. And so when your capacity is increased to be able to receive the greatness of God, then guess what? You're going to have a different perception. See, you know, there's steps to it. And so, you know, so that's the thing right there. And this Shunammite woman, it says that she was very rich and influential, but she was very sad because she did not have a child. You know, all of her friends had children, and so where she lived was in a very nice area, but she could see Mount Tabor, which was a place of transfiguration. She could see Mount Moriah out of one window in her home, and Mount Moriah means the place of visitation. And then she could also, from another place in her home, she could see Mount Carmel, and that is the place of miracles. So she could look out her window in every window in her home, and she was surrounded by greatness. But she was in a place of frustration and disappointment, And so she could see all of the goodness around her, the transfiguration, you know, visitation and miracles. She was just seeing all of this, but she was like, "What about me, Lord?" You know, she was sad and hurting, and her perception needed to change. And so in and through the Word of God, Shaquilla, your perception, it will change. And God wants to bring you into that place of visitation with him, and for that visitation becomes actually a place of habitation, and he wants to bring you into a place of being able to see miracles, you know, happen on a continual basis. And so I'm going to ask the Lord to increase your capacity, and so you're in agreement with that, right? Okay, and then always, you know, you'll never have what you don't invest in. you know, there, the Lord wants you to invest in what he is wanting to do. How do you invest? Well, there's several different ways that you can invest. Of course, one's definitely by sowing, but by praying, sowing into righteousness, because Hosea says to break up the fallow ground of your heart and sow into righteousness, and then you'll reap, you know, from that righteousness. And then, of course, you have to make room for the anointing. And so you're doing that because you're making a place to be able to connect with a woman of God today who has great faith in God to believe for you that change is going to take place in your heart. So, did any of that help you just then? Okay. Praise God. And so read 2 Kings chapter 4, you know, later on, and just let the Holy Spirit minister to you the word of God. But Father God, I just lift up Priscilla to you right now. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for just her heart and sharing the desire of her heart, Lord God. And that is for her perception to be able to change. And so, Father, I ask you to increase her capacity to be able to receive the greatness of who you are, Abba Father, the greatness and the goodness of who you are. And Lord God, to just know, Father, that all you have for your daughter is just good. Lord God, I pray that you would take her as she seeks you in and through your word, Father God, and even in the New Testament, Lord God, in Romans, Father God, just showing her, Lord God, just allowing her mind to be transformed and to be changed, Lord God, to have a renewing in her mind, Lord God. Father, thank you that the word of God, that it renews our mind, Lord God. Father God, I thank you that your promises, Lord God, are yes and amen. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that your promises for your daughter, Lord God, are to help her to be, Lord God, what you have called her to be so that she can do what you've called her to do. Now, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for helping Shaquilla to be able to see the greatness of who you are, Father God. And Lord God, you are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the miracles, Lord God, that you have for your daughter. And Father God, I just thank you that your promises, they are yes and amen towards your daughter. Now, Lord God, just help Shaquilla in these days to come. Help her to be able to see, Lord God, what you want her to see and to hear what you want her to hear. Father, you're awesome and you're mighty and you're glorious in all of your ways. And Father, I just thank you for your precious daughter, Lord God, that you have such great and mighty things for her to do because she knows you and because, Lord God, you have called her according to your purpose. And Father, I just give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. For Shaquilla, I just speak the blessings of God over you, and thank you, sweetheart, for calling in. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Okay. Uh-oh. There's a little bit of a... Shaquilla, I don't know if you can hear me. But I love you, and just be blessed in the Lord, and call in and let us hear the praise report. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, here we go. I don't know what happened. If there's maybe technical problems again. Okay, let's see. Okay, let me see the technical issues. Okay, now I have area code 316 on the air. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. How are you?
I am blessed. And who am I speaking with?
This is Stephen Williams calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Praise God, Stephen. I'm so glad you called in. Another person from New Orleans. Oh, I see my other caller. Okay. Shaquilla, we ended the prayer. I see you've called back. I don't know what happened, but praise God. It's God's moving on your behalf. Okay. I'm sorry, Stephen. I had to wanted to say that right quick because we lost Shaquilla a while ago. Stephen, what can I pray with you in agreement? You've been holding for a long time. I've seen you on there. A lot of callers today, isn't there?
Yes, ma'am.
So we've got one more caller after this, but what can I pray in agreement with you about today, Stephen?
Well, since I've decided, you know, to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, there's been such a hunger for our Heavenly Father in my heart.
Yes.
In the growth that has taken place, my heart condition is for the will of God, you know, just to happen in my life. And I guess I would be praying for some specific things of, say, direction that He would like me to focus on, whatever it is that He would have for me to do in this time in my life specifically. Yeah, I pray that that be brought to fruition and being brought to my attention so I can, you know, continue to carry on with what He expects of me.
Right, right. And so, Stephen, are you planted somewhere in a congregation somewhere?
Yes.
Are you a part of a fellowship? Okay,
yes,
that's awesome. Because that's always like a safe place, you know, for us to be, to have that. So that is awesome.
Yes,
so I like to always ask that question just to be sure. It's the Lord says not to forsake that assembling of ourselves. And so, excuse me, praise God for that. So, well, okay, as far as, you know, the direction of the Lord, I'm seeing right now in the Holy Ghost that the Lord has put within you the ability to preach. And I don't know if that's even a desire of your heart or, you know, if you've ever even had a thought of that, of doing that. But, you know, a preacher is not necessarily always a pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, you know, I want to define that because they're just two different things. You
yes,
know,
ma'am.
A preacher can go anywhere at any time and be anywhere in any type of setting and preach.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, preach the word of God. Of course, a pastor oversees a flock, a congregation of people, but I see you preaching the gospel, and the Lord's put within you a word to minister to the drug addicts and to minister to those who some of the church would not be very accepting of. I'm trying to be very gracious and gentle and, you know, to minister and to preach to the outcast.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, to those just who are not really accepted lot of times. And so the Lord, He's just put that in you and that love and compassion. And I don't know what you've come out of or, you know, what you've been through, you know, in your life, but I just know that I see that there by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God, that there's just a love and a passion and a compassion that the Lord is nurturing, you know, on the inside of you to be able to do that. And so, I'm just going to pray right now. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for your presence right now, and Lord God, for your anointing that is on Stephen's life.
Yes,
Lord God, I thank you that he hears your voice, that he knows your spirit, Lord God. Father God, I thank you that you will speak to him just as your word says, and he will know as you speak to him to not go to the right or to not go to the left, but to look unto him, Lord God, to in keeping your his eyes upon you totally, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have a specific place and he will hear you, Lord God, that that you will give him, Lord God, that peace that passes all understanding and knowing when you say, this is the way, walk you in it, and don't look to the right or to the left. But, Lord God, I thank you that you're going to give him rain for the seed that he has sown, Lord God. You're going to give him bread grain from the produce of the ground, Lord God, and that he will walk in a place of having plenty. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you have raised him up for such a time as this, Lord God, to release that prosperity, Lord God, that wholeness, that completeness, Lord God, as you are bringing him into that place, Father God, but to release that to others, Lord God, that you are drawing by your sweet Holy Spirit, that you will put him in the right place at the right time, Lord God, to be able to flow through him and to speak through him and to minister through him, Lord God. And Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for dreams.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I thank you for dreams, Lord God,
yes,
and dreams that is giving him that direction and showing him, and Father God, not just on his behalf, Lord God, but even for others.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying that he is giving you the gift of interpretation.
Yes, Lord.
And that you will grow in that, and you'll be able to, you know, share with others as they share with you the things that they have dreamt or, you know, that they've seen. And you'll be able to reveal to them what the Lord is saying. It's like I see you going through a place of really a lot of growth.
Yes,
and the
Lord,
he has had others, you know, one has planted, one has watered, but now he is going to bring the increase.
Yes, Lord.
And because of that precious seed, and it's going to go forth, and it's going to, you're going to bear much fruit, Stephen, much fruit for the Lord. And people are going to be, you know, so drawn to you, and not that they aren't, you know, already, but it's the glory of the Lord that's going to be, you know, revealed in and through your life. It's going to draw men. And then you're going to have that opportunity and that place to be able to preach the acceptable day of the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
And so the Lord says to be ready in season and out of season.
Yes, ma'am.
Because there's a door that's swinging wide open for you today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's just swinging wide open for you in the realm of the Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Lord says, you're ready. You're ready now. You're ready to take that step. You're ready to step over the threshold.
Yes,
you know, you're stepping today over a threshold into another room in heaven, you know, spiritually.
Yes,
and the Spirit that is going to bring you into another place in the natural realm, you know, here in the natural. And so just know that he is pleased with your heart towards him, and he will continue and to take care of you and to bring provision for every step and part of the vision that he is placing within you, that he has put within you. And so his love for you is never ending and everlasting. And God's going to work. Oh, hallelujah. God's going to work miracles. He's going to work miracles through your hands.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. He's going to work miracles through your hands, Stephen. And everything that you put your hands to is going to be blessed.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be blessed. So keep that heart of yours, you
yes,
know,
ma'am.
Towards him, and keep it how you've had it. Just keep, and because God sees your heart towards him, your pure motives, and just your love, you know, towards him. And he's going to bless you above and beyond, Stephen, what you could imagine or think, because of the power that is in you, the love that is in
yes,
you, that's in your heart and towards your Heavenly Father.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
praise
ma'am.
The Lord.
Praise God.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and just know how that you are blessed, and I'm just blessed to be able to pray for you and others. And I'm going to take one more caller today. The program's actually over. They're still recording, though. It's still recording, and those who are on right now are still online. But just know, Stephen, God's got some great and mighty exploits for you to do, and so listen in again, and please call back and let me know what the Lord's doing.
Yes, ma'am, I will do it. Praise God, and I thank the Lord for your voice in my life today, and I truly appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm honored, honored of the Lord. Well, keep going on and fighting the good fight of faith and letting the glory of God be revealed and through, in and through your life, and be cool.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Stephen. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Praise God. Wow. God is just moving so powerfully today. Okay, in our last caller of today, and area code 469, and this is Kenesha. Is this?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. I think I know your number now when I see it on the queue.
How you doing, Apostle Grace?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Just blessed, blessed, blessed. What about you, sweetheart?
Well, I don't know. Not too. I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm calling in. I don't know what's going on with me. I see the Lord using me. I'm doing what I believe He's called me to do. But I've been feeling weird lately. I've been doubting my love for people. I've been questioning myself in so many different ways, and questioning God in me. In different ways, and I don't understand what it is or what's going on. I don't understand this place that I'm in. So I just wanted to ask for prayer for that today.
Okay. Well, I just want to encourage you that, first of all, that always, and I think I've shared this before, and I know this, again, is going to help others, but believing that it's going to really minister to you, and that is that when we come into a new place in the Lord, and He by His Spirit has brought us in, and we have to understand, you know, that it's He's brought us in to this place. It's like it's all new to you. You know, and people have to understand that. When God brings you into a new place, it is a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you've never been there before. Mm-hmm. And so in that place, Kenesha, there are there's doubt comes. We can doubt people that we love. You know, we can doubt our love for God, His love for us. It's because it's a place that is unknown. You kind of really just said it. You know, it's a place that's unknown to us, and that can sometimes can lead us into a place of trepidation. Do you know what that is?
Say that again. No, I didn't.
In a place of trepidation.
Trepidation, what does that mean?
Okay, what trepidation is the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've all asked the Lord, you know, a lot of us fasted and prayed last month, and some of us are still, you know, fasting and praying because we're believing God for that breakthrough. And so then all of a sudden, in the realm of the spirit, the door, you know, a door opens up for us,
uh-huh.
and it's just a new place. And we're not, you know, sometimes, especially when you walk into a new place, you're not familiar with anything.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you go and, okay, so like y'all, you know, where you're living right now with your family.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when you buy, like you go and you buy a new home,
uh-huh.
okay, and you go and you step into that new home, it's like it's going to be a place, you're going to be excited to be there,
uh-huh.
but it's going to be somewhat uncomfortable because uh-huh. you don't really know where everything's supposed to be. Yet where you're going to put everything.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, it's, you know, nothing's really in its place. And so when he opens up that place to you, that new realm, that new place, there's just a lot of insecurity can come.
Uh-huh.
What we have to do, and I think I used this word or these words earlier when I was encouraging everyone, it's like you have to dig your heels in
uh-huh.
to that place so that you can stand steadfast
okay.
and so that you can set your face like a flint. That's what the Lord God says, to set your face like a flint and to be steadfast.
Okay.
And we have to, and I think it's earlier, we have to cast down those vain imaginations, Kenesha, that come and literally exalt themselves against the will of God. And
mm-hmm.
we have to bring into captivity every thought of the obedience of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know that He loves us. He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And you love Him. And those, the things that you said that you doubted, those are things that just, they crop up from time to time. But it doesn't mean that that's how we are. It doesn't mean that we're losing something, you know, in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And we need this, you know, strong deliverance now because, you know, we've had these thoughts that we know that aren't in alignment. And so this is an opportunity for you to be able to rise up in the truth that you do know, the
uh-huh.
truth that you do have in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and maybe to fight the good fight of faith. There's a fight
okay.
right now for your faith in this new,
yeah.
you know, place that the Lord has you in.
Uh-huh.
And so this is when you get to, like I said, when you get to fight the good fight of faith.
Okay.
And it's not a good fight of faith unless we're fighting for the faith. So you're fighting for the faith that you have. Okay. You know what you are, because you do love God. You do love others, because on those two commandments right there, on those things right there, hangs everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so you're a strong girl. You're a strong woman. I say girl because you're like a spiritual daughter to me. But you know the word of God. And so if the enemy is forever trying to take us off of those two things right there.
Yes,
loving God and loving others. So is any of this helping?
Yes, ma'am.
And getting, and so you just kick that stinking devil right back to the pit with all of his little murmurings. And I love how a friend of mine, she would say, you know, the enemy always, he'll have like a set of lips right there on your shoulder, just that, you know, just trying to speak into you, trying to seduce you and entice you to believe. It's like the truth is every new place that you begin to encounter in your life, your love has grown deeper for the Lord. Because we go from glory to glory and faith to faith.
Mm-hmm.
So every place that you do step into, the enemy wants you to question what's already established.
Okay.
Because he wants to deceive you into thinking that you're not established and grounded in that.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you said are the two most important things.
And that's funny you say that, because those two things, it's all I preach and all I teach and everything I say is about our love, God's love for us, our love for God, and our love for others.
Well,
that's
on,
what
man.
I live by. So, you're making it very, very clear.
Well, praise God. That's what the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Spirit, and I thank God for his Holy Spirit in my life. The Holy Spirit he's the Holy Spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of insight. And so he makes it clear for us to be able to see. He opens up the eyes of our understanding and illuminates our heart so that we will know the hope of our calling, which is in Christ. So there's hope now. There's hope. The hope of your calling in Christ. And that's the one thing, Tanisha, that he wants to want you to doubt about, that he wants to take from you, because you can't minister and you can't love people if you don't love God. Of course, we know you love God, but, you know, if there's a question about that, it's like, the devil is alive. I told the devil loud and clear this morning, and it's not that I talked to the devil. Okay, whoever's still facing, it's not that I talked to the devil and stuff, but I did, out of my mouth came, not on my watch.
Uh-huh.
It's like, not on my watch. As long as I'm here, and as long as the Lord allows me this honor and privilege of, you know, doing what I do for my family, my spiritual family, it's, my words are not on my watch, because God has given me a gift of faith to believe in him, not just for me, but because I do believe in him for me, for my life, and I've seen what I've seen. I can have that gift of faith operating to believe for you and every precious person that called in today and anyone else who is in, you know, my sphere of influence that the Lord has honored me with to be able to speak truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all it is. It's not a big deal. Now you can see it's really a silly deal and a stupid deal of the devil that he's trying to deal with you, to get your focus on what is in, on you, instead of on Jesus. Instead of on the Lord, he always wants to draw our focus to ourselves and get us, oh gosh, I don't even know, do I really love God? Am I really saved? Or he tried that stupid stuff on me a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
On me, and I'm like, devil, you're so ignorant to say, yeah, wow, maybe I'm just really not anointed. Yeah. You know, maybe everybody just lies to me every day telling me
right.
that I'm anointed. And it's like, no, that's not the truth.
Yeah.
I know that now.
Thank
you, Lord. I hear his voice, and I love him. So right now, in Jesus' name, Father God, I thank you that Kenesha, that she does know your love, Father God. Loves her first so she could love you and then be able to love others. And Father God, you put that love that has been set abroad in her heart by the Holy Ghost. And Father, she shares love, she teaches love and preaches love. And Lord God, the love of God is so strong in her life and even in all of her daughters, Lord God. You can see how your love is just so manifested in and through her. And Father God, I just ask you, Lord God, to just let your anointing go and to just sweep out any debris that is in this house, that is in this place, Lord God, this new place where you've taken her, any debris that might be there, Lord God, any clutters, Father, that the enemy is trying to seduce her with and to cause her to question. Father God, I thank you that she will set her face like a flint,
She
will be steadfast in your promises and in your will and who you are. And Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are just helping her and showing her, Lord God. You've opened her eyes up so that she can see, so that she does have that perception, Lord God, that clarity, just as for Shaquilla, Lord God, you changed her perception. Lord God, I thank you that Kenesha, that her perception is being changed right now, that it is changed because she did open her eyes, Lord God, so that she could see and gave her that insight. So, Father, thank you for the clarity that you speak to your people, Father God, to show them. And Father, I ask you even today that you would just bless your daughter and bless her walk with you, Father God. Just bless her mind, Lord God, and just that peace just ruling and reigning, as Paul said in Colossians. Let the peace of God rule in your mind and in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, I speak your word over your daughter.
Thank you,
your word that is life and spirit to her and in her.
Yes.
And, Father God, it's all for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak and pray these things. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. I love you. And I'm so
I love you
glad
too.
Called in.
Thank you so much.
So glad.
And well, I will set my face aflint.
All right, girl. And dig those stilettos down, those heels and those stilettos down into the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
And just know that his love is set about in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And you love him because he loved you first, and you love others because of that love in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Thank you so much, Apostle Diane.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll
you
see
are
you soon.
So welcome. Okay. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye bye. Thank you. Bye bye. Well, praise God. Well, this does conclude our program today, and I guess I'm going to have to go back to a two-hour program because the last several weeks we've just been going over. But I'm so glad that you've joined in today. I love you with the love of the Lord. I speak the blessings of God into your life and that you'll just continue to walk in the glory of God and in the goodness of God. And just know that you're all special, you're all precious, and you are all valued in the kingdom of God. Okay, until next week on the 27th, just know how awesome you are and how precious you are. And I will talk back with you again on February the 27th. Okay, bye-bye.